reading right, man. Look.
You're not reading it right.
You're not reading it.
5 meters, man.
You
what the hell?
This is www.nj.com.
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m., and it's time for What the Hell with Sumerian and semi-permanent guest host for a very long time, Bob from Peru.
Now that we're inside your room, remember short, controlled bursts.
Let's rock!
There's so much going on!
Gotta love that intro.
Yeah,
music.
You do. It is.
It's just beautiful. I want to hear some feedback.
Rose on you.
Like mold. Moss. Mold. It's green
it's,
stuff.
It's got that kind of bluesy Ella Fitzgerald, Lady Day kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
If you were like listening to them on Quaaludes, you know.
Oh, somebody's messing with the levels. All right, yeah, you're listening to the What the Hell, just like every Sunday night at 9 p.m. for the past 6 months.
Except we've got a little change tonight.
A little change tonight, yes.
Bob from Peru had to go back to Peru because he's a bitch.
Yep. Well, he's actually
swimming in the pool.
Yeah, going swimming in the pool. He's actually playing pool with birthday boy, of whose name I forget. Rose's husband.
Neil. It's Neil's birthday?
Yes, it's Neil's birthday today.
Oh.
Yep, it's Neil's birthday.
I feel bad. I would have done something had I known.
What would you have done?
I don't know.
Something.
I would have done something.
Wish him a happy birthday.
You can wish him a happy birthday to 1.3 million listeners. I was going to say 1.3 listeners. That's more accurate.
Yep. So I will wish Neil a birthday. Also, Rosie is pregnant.
Oh.
Neil's going to be a daddy.
I didn't know that.
So one of us is going to be a daddy. Which means...
We're breeding! Oh, my God! Oh, no. Just horrible.
Yes, it is. Isn't that one of the seven signs? The seals to be opened and, you know, the seven-headed beast will fall out or something. I don't
know. Nasty.
Yes, I know. You are. The Todd Show moved to... By the way, we're also losing DJ Vortex. I think I mentioned that to you. He is going to Dolphin. Dolphin.
A.K.A. Buttfuck, Manitoba.
Dolphin, Manitoba. That's in Canada for all you people in the States listening in, which is where most of our listeners are from.
Yes.
We have listeners. We do. There's some on the IRC here. There's Sean 3 listening last week for the first time, and he laughed his head off for some reason. I don't know.
People
like us for some reason sometimes. And also Voodoo Glow Skull. Voodoo Glow, it says here, but he can't fit his whole name there. And I'm going to say hi in the IRC, and you can get to the IRC, and I'll type hi to you, too.
Hello.
If you go to the undernet servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Could we? People in Alt-Goth, get out of there.
Yeah, come over to ours. Well, you can be in both. You can be in both. So we got the usual lineup of great things tonight to talk about. And
I have a disgusting story.
A disgusting, gross hospital story, as usual, from Dak. Yep.
And later on in the program, the chicken will be showing up in person.
Yep, the chicken will be showing up. He was here last week, but he didn't say anything.
Yeah, he was being quiet.
Yeah. A lot of people were being quiet last week.
I think he has that bird flu that they killed all the ones. He's mourning. He's mourning over that incident in Hong Kong.
All his cousins and uncles.
Either that or he was trying to put the moves on Nikki.
Let's not touch that.
They're not listening. They don't have a Winamp in their car or anything. Oh, Spectre.
You can watch the video later.
Oh.
Bye. Promote your website. Okay, Voodoo Glow. You put your website up there and I'll say the website. And Spectre, this is the guy who made our new intro page for us.
Spectre kicks ass.
Spectre kicks so much ass, it's amazing.
The chicken has arrived.
And here is the web page. This is on the IRC if you want to take a look at it. It's www.stormzero.com/rantradio. Check it out and give this guy your money. And it just rocks. And he's going to be, we're going to be putting that up. He just ICQ'd that whole page to me. And I would be putting it up when I get around to it, which would be very soon because it's really easy to put up. I've been really lazy on the web page lately.
We'll have to flog you.
Have to flog me later.
He's fit for flogging.
Yeah, and so is my counterpart, Enki. He's been extremely lazy as well on Rant TV. But we've both been lazy. But I've finally transferred over some of the new clips for Rant TV.
I'll put my hand in front of it.
I promise Rant TV will have its new look tomorrow.
Rant TV will have its new look tomorrow. Wow.
I'll do it at work tomorrow.
And shortly I will be copying that new look. Oh. And
Bob is not here. I'm Bob.
Bob is delinquent. So,
who is he?
He's playing pool with Neil. It's Neil's birthday.
It's Neil's birthday.
Yes.
Nobody knew. It's a secret, I guess. Why are we here? Because we're here every Sunday night. He should have his birthday on another day. Jeez.
Okay,
so we got to go around the room. What are we doing? So oh, we're protecting the shy one. The feet. I'll have to put that up on the webpage. Last week I have this super blurry shot of you as it pans past. It's just great. Okay. Looks like the chicken's going to be our camera guy for the first little bit here.
Yeah, Bert,
for the
Bert
intro.
Bert could not escape this week.
Oh, he couldn't. Okay. Oh.
Oh, did you?
It was fucking weird.
That he made it out?
A bunch of us in an L-shaped configuration. And Angus is sitting next to me. He taps me on the shoulder and says, "Oh, yeah, don't turn around because Kathy's here." I'm like, yeah, whatever. I haven't had that much to drink. I'm not falling for it, right? So he's like, no, look, over there, beside Andrew. And I'm like... And I can't see anything because Andrew's head is very large,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, we know
this. But you can see, like, traces of red hair, and Andrew's bald, and he doesn't have red hair. So I'm like...
It's Kathy and Andrew.
What color is his hair?
He's bald. See previous statement. Brown.
Brown, blonde.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, reaching for my pint, my big Texas-sized pint, and I pound that back, I'm like... Oh, God, keep drinking. Mike's Hard Lemonade comes next, right? And then it's like, order the, you know, very cute waitress that we had. Got another JD shooter from her. And so I guess at some point during my, like, two-fisting action, I'm drinking. Kathy leaves. And I look, yeah, that's right. And I look up at Andrew and say, "Andrew, thank you so much for having a large head." And he looks at me and he can't really get it. So... I explained things to him, and sitting right behind us was Captain Kurt.
Bert and the little lady.
There's nothing little about her. And his soon-to-be sister-in-law, or I guess sister-in-law and her significant other, which is really funny because Sean Kennedy and I went to the washroom together, and I did this great big fireball into, like, you know, the Street Fighter II fireball action, and I hit, like, the right-hand side swinging saloon door because this is, like, a Mexican, Texas... Western kind of restaurant. And I go, wham, it hits a guy straight in the chest. I'm like, wow, sorry. So I go to the bathroom and come back out and, you know, come over and apologize to the guy and all the rest of it. And I tried to talk Bert into, like, picking up the bill for all of us, but he wouldn't go for it. So it was just happening weird.
Did you hear what happened to Bert? They got robbed.
Yeah, that was like a week and a half ago or
so. Yeah, they lost everything. Computer, TV, the only thing they left was the furniture.
Really?
Yeah, they have insurance.
They'd only lived in there for like a week or so.
Yeah, for about a week.
I think it was the first weekend that they'd been there and they got hit.
Wow.
Yeah, everything. It's basically a nice little house.
How is it in Cloverdale?
It's a basic little ranch, you know, one-story, one-floor ranch type thing. Really nice, great backyard. They've got a hot tub. It's a really nice little place. It's perfect for them. It's the first house they had
hot
together.
Tub.
And they got basically...
Hot tub.
He's going to get a nice new computer, I guess.
Yeah, he's going to get a new computer. Well, he's going to have to, but the thing is, they're trying to basically... Yeah, it's like $500-$600 deduction.
Well, it's worth it if all their stuff got stolen, but you don't want to pay for that, right?
But
the
worst part
the money.
Is it's just... Well, it's a violation, and not only that...
That's the worst part, right?
It's also...
Feeling that...
Tina had been collecting, buying videos like part of that Columbia House Video Club. I agree.
No. It's like people would come to my place and steal my stuff.
She had something like about 300 videos or something insane. It was just monstrous. Yeah.
If they're from Columbia House, they're easy to get again.
Yeah, but
like
still.
Stuff that I have is like you can't get it.
So if for some reason, anyway. You know, like the idiot who basically who stole Kurt's computer and like, well, first of all, upgraded it and so that he could get on and be listening to our www.radios program.
Yeah.
I have to say we want you. We're going to find you. We're going to kill you. We're going to bury you.
As soon as that ICQ comes on, boom. You boot up the computer and ICQ comes on, we'll hunt you down.
They're putting in a security system. They had a security system, it just wasn't activated.
That sucks. Yeah? No. Now you just put in a lot of security.
I just show everyone what I'm bringing in, make sure you hold it up. I booby trap the place.
Yeah, there's a guy.
Tires, barbed wire, and grenades.
There's a guy.
Don't damage your own stuff. Just like Q. Nice little netting comes down.
I'm personally, me and Ryan are a big fan of taking a Rottweiler. Feeding him from the time he's a puppy, feeding him like nothing but gunpowder smacked in water for like a few weeks, and just let him go.
Actually, we all know that Jack would probably use the Treat Williams method.
Method is this.
Didn't you see Two Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead?
No, I haven't.
You've
is that
never
a good
seen
movie?
That? Great movie.
Oh, awesome. Things
great
to
movie.
Do in Denver When You're
line
Dead.
My favorite line in cinematography. This assassin, played by Steve Buscemi, has come to kill Treat Williams. And he can't find him. He basically shoots him, and it turns out to be a deer that he has propped up in his bed, the stuffed deer.
Okay.
And he's like, as Buscemi's kind of go, what? You notice that you had actually seen Treat Williams the whole time. He had camouflaged him so he looked like the corner of the room. Steps out, fires a shotgun into the guy, and lets out my favorite line of all times. I am Godzilla. You are Japan.
That's how he says it. Because the guy's been up like 72 hours straight, and he knows he's got the hit out on him.
And he won't leave his apartment because he's afraid of going out in the street and being seen and stuff like that. So he's been urinating into 4-liter milk.
Oh boy.
Because he doesn't want to leave his ambush spot.
The whole character is just wrong.
Oh, wow.
I highly recommend the film. It's excellent. Got Christopher Walken, Chris Lloyd.
Andy Garcia is the main guy.
Yeah. Lots of people.
Great fucking film.
Very good.
Great song.
Both drinks and buckwheats, man.
Yep. Both drinks and buckwheats.
Okay. Well, let's go around the room. And see who's here, starting from wherever. Me, it's Marion. Zoom in nice and close, so it's like this. Oh, yeah, right up close. Pores and everything.
Oh, what, pores?
No.
A big pore shot. There is a pore shot.
Oh, man, you can see me on TV. Off that goes.
Anyways, we're panning out now. Slowly but surely.
Turn it back on.
Okay.
Happy?
I am
now. Okay.
Thank you.
And there's Hanky with the pen.
Hello.
Oh, he lost his pen. And Blanky Hanky.
Hi, it's Jack.
With his trademarked wave.
That's trademarked. That is. It's TM.
Got to put that on the pictures.
Over
to the couch.
TM, too.
Yeah.
The projectile vomit man. Stop that.
Oh.
And then we have...
It's DJ Vortex.
DJ Vortex.
Thanks, DJ. It's last time in Celebrities on Tuesday.
Woo.
And why is that?
Because I'm moving.
He's going away.
Dolphin, Manitoba.
Why?
Thank you!
It's cold and there's money.
He's getting really tired of
there's money?
There's money.
There must be a lot of money there. Because
that's what we said, yeah. That's too close.
A little closer. See if you can look up in here.
Oh, there we go. That's a good one. How long have you been growing that?
Nose cam.
I like that. Okay, we'll get there.
I was actually talking about the booklet.
Okay. Perfect.
And the shy one, but she doesn't like to be on camera. Yep.
Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
We need to see a picture of the chicken.
When it hits video, just take a random scene from Blair Witch and put it up as her picture.
Just no people running.
You know, one of those motion blurred shots. You can't make out.
I'm blind!
Sean and Bob from Peru. In real life, my Peru. You sure you're not from...
Hey, we got to get this posted.
White Box Essentialist?
No. See, now I went out and bought these white jeans, because I've never owned a pair of white jeans, and I bought like an outfit because it was Payday Friday.
And now you know why.
Well, now, Bob from Peru and Sean said that I don't think I could pull off white jeans. I don't know. I don't mind them. Like, yeah, you got blonde hair.
Yeah, I didn't notice them when you walked in either.
Yeah, exactly, right? So.
Turn around, let's see your butt. No, I was kidding.
I haven't dropped my pants yet. What? Yeah, but they're comfortable, though. That's the main thing. Yeah,
but the shy one likes tight jeans. She likes butts.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to stick my butt behind the camera again, then.
So we have to have a vote. We'll put the picture up on the webpage, and everyone can take a look at it and see if he can pull off white jeans.
They can also compare it to the other picture of his.
Ah, the pantless picture. Wasn't wearing anything in that picture.
You haven't seen it?
Oh, if people want to see it, you go to www.rantradio.com, go to DJs, click on, I don't know, Sumerian, and then...
Or the What the Hell Show.
Then the What the Hell Show, and follow it in, and then guest appearances, or I can't even remember what it's called, and go to the chicken. And if you can follow those instructions, I'll give you a badge.
He did more than moon the camera.
Yeah.
No, there's another picture where it's not blacked out.
There's an uncensored one inside the page. DJ Chaos is new.
Hello, DJ Chaos.
Hey, DJ Chaos, who's listening in from somewhere. Awesome. Oh, we could get the info on him if we want. Let's see. Sean is not here. He's supposed to be. He says he will. His real name is Beep Beep, and he's listening in on sitenet.net. Is he from... No, that's just who he's connected to. We could look up where sitenet.net is, but I don't really feel like it. Oh, he's probably listening to the broadcast. Okay, is the shot okay? Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. Okay, let's get on with the show. Oh, that's okay.
I'm actually blanked out by that blue screen, which I like.
You like the blue screen there?
I do.
Okay. Okay, this is the stories for tonight. Violence in Hong Kong McDonald's commercial. Reporters Without Frontiers uncovers enemies of the internet. A Lego computer. Very inaccurate game pirating story. The sad saga of Mr. Bobbit.
What was that last one? I couldn't hear. The chicken was ranting.
Very inaccurate game pirating story. The sad saga of Mr. Bobbit. Charged with too popular of a website. Phasing out of pirated MP3s with new hardware. World's oldest goldfish dies at 43.
43 years old?
And good versus evil on the World Wide Web. Woo-hoo! So, who wants to see which one?
Let's see good versus evil.
Okay, this one's actually pretty interesting.
We know which side I'm rooting for.
You'll be very surprised, actually, at this, the outcome of this one. And I'll post this in the IRC channel. So
I
everyone
just called
can
a strange man
follow along
the shy
with our story. And here it is. We have been subjected to endless debate over whether children need protection from internet porn and violence, but isn't there at least as much positive as negative material in the World Wide Web? I decided to find out by using opposing pairs of good and evil keywords in a series of AltaVista searches. The results are somewhat surprising. To begin with, the keyword good brought up a total of 18 million results, while evil netted a mere 1 million.
Damn, my satanic master will not be happy.
That's right, quality, not quantity. Good appears more than 10 times as popular as evil online. Life got 23 million, while death only got 5 million. Love got 14 million, while Lust only got a mere 889,000.
Yeah, but I'm sure many of those loves included sites like Anal Love and
you may be correct.
Dead Hamster Love and. I'm not on the internet, so I'm just like over at other people's houses checking their
checking porn wherever you can. Let me at your computer. And intelligence got a 1 million, whereas stupidity got 77,000.
That's because people who are stupid couldn't get on the web, you know.
Too much free time on your hands.
Okay. Oh, and I'll also give out the question of the week, so everyone can think about it. Yeah, I do have one.
Ooh.
The question of the week is, if you could have any superhero ability, which one would you choose and why? But keep it to yourself. Think about it for a while. Everyone else there.
I haven't been thinking this one up for a few thousand years.
Did we go see Mystery Man this week?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
What did you think of it?
I didn't even prompt it.
I haven't seen it. I was laughing so hard.
Oh my god, that movie ruled.
Oh,
it was awesome. It was totally awesome.
And it recommended to go see. Have you seen it, Nikki? Okay.
I'm the only one. Right?
Yeah, no, you'll get a lot more out of it if you're a gamer and have nerd friends. But, I mean, still, it's very, very good. I mean, you see, Janine Garofalo is a cutie, but you really go to see it the shovel room. Without giving it any... Without
Pang!
Without giving anything away, you see a bunch of disco boys get it in the face with a shovel. It's awesome! Shovel death aplenty.
Excellent.
We're supposed to go to musicsite.com.
Ben Stiller gets it.
He is me.
Mr. Furious. Okay, so everyone out there can...
We're supposed to go to musicsite.com.
Why? Odd. Okay. Well, we'll go there. We'll.
We don't normally do requests, but.
Oh, excellent! Cool. Finally get him. And I have some. He asked me a question a couple weeks ago at the barbecue, and I have his answer. He didn't think I was going to. That would be. Oh, this is a. Hello, you're at the door of Rant Radio. Who is it? Okay.
Who is it?
Sean or Dawn? Probably Sean.
Like
yeah.
Really
oh, we're looking.
Anyone,
oh, this is like crazy stories. Oh, this is a. This will be good.
Yeah.
Chainsaw protest against festival rules. Tiffany Glass expert found guilty in window theft. Okay. That's pretty good. I shall use that. Got any rap?
Excuse me, somebody.
What? Oh no, the goldfish is dead. Let's
Blinky!
Blinky's dead.
We hardly knew you.
At 43, let's put that in the IRC. Well, we shall see.
I had a goldfish that I was given by somebody, and I gave away to somebody when I moved. This animal was, like, with
amazing,
me, was 7 years old.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know they lived that long.
Yes.
Well, no, there's a secret to the longevity of, like, goldfish. Because they've only got, like, a memory cycle of, what, 10 seconds or something like that?
4 seconds.
4 seconds. So when they die, they forget that they're dead, and they just keep on going. It's like undead goldfish. It's really nasty.
We have the man and the dark one have entered. Well, then why did you drag Dark One out?
Oh, you just promised you'd be here.
By the
you didn't
way,
have to drag her out.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You left.
Yay, she's here!
Yay.
Yay! Yay! You can sleep on the couch.
There's my buddy. How you doing, buddy?
I felt absolutely fine today.
Smile!
What's up,
a
little problem?
Hi, Dark One. Would you like some caffeinated plywood?
Caffeinated something. Anything.
You can't do caffeine? My God.
She turns evil.
I am so sorry.
Don't want to see it, eh?
Break out.
World's oldest goldfish dead at 43. That's the good parts. That's the good parts of it.
Oh, by the way, perhaps you could help him because the man apparently like, forgot his coat at my place, and maybe you could stop by there or pick it up or something. I don't know. Yes, his little Chinese martial art.
Hey, DJ Psycho. Joined in. No, not right now. We're talking. He spent his life going around in circles, but still achieved international fame. Tish, the world's oldest captive goldfish, has died at the age of 43. At least 43. First won by a 7-year-old Peter Hand at a fairground in 1956. Tish, the fish grew to 4.5 inches and outlived all of Peter's other pets. Blah, blah, blah. Hilda Hand found him dead at the bottom of his fish tank earlier this week. I'm very sad. Over the years, we had become very close, and I could sense if he was happy or not, she said. Yeah.
Goldfish.
Oh, real color. My goodness. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Do you really expect to be?
Nope.
Okay, who is this?
It's Chris. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. It's our secret phone-in friend. How you doing?
How you doing, James?
Oh, pretty good. You're live on the air, and 40 million people are listening to you. Yeah, right.
Excellent. Excellent. What are you guys all up to down there?
Doing the radio show.
You are
you? Yep, 9 to 11 p.m. every Sunday night.
9 o'clock on Sunday.
What?
Oh, 9 o'clock on Sunday, I remember now.
Yep, that's right.
I'm not even at home.
No?
No.
Ah.
Just at a buddy's place right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, what's up?
Not too much, not too much. I was just wanting to know a few things, but that's not a big deal if you guys are all on the...
Yep, we're all doing the show. Do you have Corey's new number?
Corey's new number right now?
Yep.
Well, I don't.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't. I do at home, but not here.
Okay, because I'm wanting it, so if you could somehow give that to Toby and he can ICQ it to me or something?
Sure, I can do that for you.
That would rock.
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all. Okay. Is there any way I'd be able to talk to Derek for 2 minutes there?
You will be. I'll hand you off to him.
Okay.
1 second. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Derek, telephone, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Minor interruption.
Siri. As you can tell, we're so professional here at Rant Radio.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We pride ourselves on doing everything half-assed.
Oh, just normal things. That's the question of the week. He scoffs at that question. I have waited all my life for this question.
Only one. And of course, this is eliminating the wish superpower, which is whatever I
have. Yes, of course.
I wish I had a million wishes.
Superpowers.
Superpowered characters. You could just steal one character.
And just think about it. No. Just think about it and wait for the appropriate time. Because
we haven't got around yet. You have to think about it. We'll get to it. Okay, very inaccurate pirating story. Let's see. I'll paste this in here. There it is. And I'll put it. There we go. Corey moved again. Yes, he moved again. EA and SCEA sing Paradigm Pirates. Let's see. Piracy of packaged entertainment software last year amounted to over $3.2 billion worldwide in our industry alone.
Woohoo! Hack the world!
I have a question.
The man has a question of the week, and my question of the week is, how exactly is it I have to, hypothetically...
If I were to
just put a digital imprint of Heavy Gear 2 on my hard drive and make it so that it doesn't need the CD and will just read from my hard drive, how would I do that? I tried to find a bat file in the goddamn thing, and I couldn't find it, so I'm, like, all frustrated. But bear in mind, I am, like, the heinous newbie. There's probably somebody listening right now going, oh, that's so easy. What a fucking idiot. Hey, can you run an artillery piece? I can, but I don't think you're an idiot. It's just something I don't know how to do. So if somebody wants to email us and let me know how the fuck to do that, that'd be great, unless...
Kennedy@rantradio.com.
This is hypothetical. This is
for my new book.
Yeah, he's writing again.
That I'm writing. Buy
my book.
So that's it. Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. That's about all. Yeah. I've got the sweatshop job and I've got crazy bitch. So I had a crazy bitch story. I'm down at the Colossus in Langley, which is like Uber movie theater. It's like 18 theaters, one IMAX. It's huge. They have a bar, a restaurant, everything in there. And there I am, and I'm riding around, and all of a sudden there's this woman walking along. And you must understand, around this lot, because it's in Langley, which is like Hickville, there's like tall trees, and like there's this ravine that leads down to a creek covered with brambles. And this woman's walking alongside of this construction fence, which leads to these brambles and creek. And she's wearing white, clean pants and white, and a white, clean shirt and a blazer. And she's carrying a plastic bag. So she's walking along, walking along. She looks fairly professional. But bear in mind, this is at 12:30 at night on a Thursday night. So I'm like, So I walk along, and as I approach on my bicycle, I notice that she's taken off her shoes and is now walking along the sharp gravel along the side of the fence in her bare feet. As I grow closer, she gets down on all fours. And I'm thinking to myself that if she pulls some kind of howling shit, I'm going to just invert this bike and fuck right off. But I'm like, oh, hey, that's cool how the little dog mouth comes out of her mouth. You know, that's sweet. Unfortunately, I have my AWOL bag, which is she'd be fucked. But anyway, so, no, what happens is, and so she gets down on all fours, no lie, and starts to crawl underneath the construction fence into the ravine where all the brambles and sticks and various mud and everything is. At this point, I say, hi. And how you doing? What you up to? And she said, oh, I'm taking a shortcut to get to the highway. And I look immediately to my right, and 50 feet down is this wonderful invention known as a sidewalk. And I said, really? So, slipping into psychotic speak, I had to come up with a reason why she couldn't do this. So I said, you know, there's a creek down there, and you'll get dirty. Especially since you're wearing all white. And remind me, I have another crazy person story to tell after this one. But you'll get all dirty. And, of course, she sits there and goes, oh, it's okay because it's a creek and I have bare feet, so I can just wade through the creek and I'll be fine. Crazy people logic is very similar to dream logic. And so I'm like, oh, all righty then. And at that point I'm like, well, okay, I guess there's really jack I can do here, so she's not doing anything wrong, so hey, have a nice day. At this point, my bike mate, Vance, shows up, and he's like, what's this chick doing? And I'm like, she's taking a shortcut to the highway. What's it look like? Well, you never seen someone with a hand of God before, so I'm like, all right, fair ball. So we do a lap, and then I'm starting thinking to myself, I'm like, God damn, this is weird. Like, she could be, like, off medication or something. What if she went down there, and she's like, you know, passed out, gone unconscious. What if she, like, strangled her kids and has hung them in the trees and just ties a little string to their limbs and moves them and pretends like she's having tea? You know, like, this is all running through my mind. And so I decide that I'm going to go down there after her. So out comes my little mag light, and I jump the fence. And I start feeling nervous because this is 12:30 at night.
In the dark.
In the dark.
In the woods.
In the woods. In this, like, rainy kind of area. So I pull out my Emerson Striker, which, if for anyone who really cares, it's featured on several of the cover of Blade magazines. They're excellent little units. I highly recommend them. Get a good knife. So out comes the Emerson Striker, and I start to walk along. And I walk down, and it's got tall grass. And it's not like tall grass, like up to your knees tall grass. It's like up to your head velociraptor tall grass, right? And I'm like, and I get about 40 feet down, or I can just barely see the lights of Colossus, and then this little voice comes into my mind. It goes, ding, Sean. And I thought to myself, wait, I'm going after some crazy woman who I don't know, in the dark, with one flashlight and a knife. And I just saw Blair Witch Project.
You just became a victim.
So I'm like, wait now, hold it. I'm going to go back where I came from. Because if I don't go after her, what happens? Nothing. She dies in the ditch. Aww. Yeah. So, yeah, she's crazy, crazy, crazy. Is this a hot or cold thing?
This is a warm,
warm, hot thing? It's a heavy caffeine thing. Ouch. Okay. In any case, what, a coaster on your carpet? In case I don't burn your carpet?
I don't know either.
Can I have a plate, actually? Sorry. Oh, do they have answers to my dilemma there?
There should be a CD crack somewhere for that.
Yeah, but where?
Why not just burn it? They own the CD.
Oh, because there's a copyright infringement, and the CD is copyrighted. It's Activision, and it's been copyrighted, so I can't just burn it. Yeah, that's a good idea, but unfortunately, it's 670 megs.
Oh, again.
Heavy gear too. I figured
yeah,
I could.
I found a way to get around it.
Okay, good. Did you find a way to get around it? Okay, whatever else. Anybody else got an idea? I was just going to delete a bunch of AVI's movies off the goddamn thing and go, oh well, right. You know, that's basically it. Yeah, maybe. But they may just look to find the AVI and go, error.
Your story about Crazy Woman.
Oh, Crazy Woman. That was it. I left. But my greatest crazy person story of all time, I will tell, and then Des can tell his favorite crazy person story of all time.
Well, how would you know I have one?
Because you worked at a hospital.
Thank you.
My favorite crazy person of all time was I was downtown in Vancouver, and I was actually on my way back, and I was... let's just tell the world... And potentially, actually, we're pirating their game. No. Spectre, you're wrong. No. I said hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
It's for my book.
Buy
my book. Yeah, no. We're not pirating anything. We at Rant Radio absolutely don't advocate pirating at all.
Because that would be wrong.
It's closed off against you.
TJ Psycho. Yeah, one of the five listeners might work for Activision. Man, let's get real, Spectre. If they kicked in my fucking front door, I'm going to jail forever, okay? Activision is a minor offense. In any case, so... One of the... That will fly well in court. What's he talking about? Oh, whatever. I play D&D and I listen to Black Salus. And Sabbath. Anyway, where's Spectre from?
He's new. He made our new... He's from Montreal too,
sir.
Made our new intro.
It actually kicked
he,
ass.
He made our new intro?
Yes. Yeah,
our new graphics intro for the
web page. Oh, really? Let's take a look. Loading. Holy cow. Spectre, you're the shit.
Oh! No!
It's Windows 98, and it's back on with a vengeance.
Don't worry. Get it back up.
Okay, well.
The whole web page thing goes out of six.
Are we even broadcasting? Okay, good.
Actually, you can't blame that one on Bill Gates, but you can blame it on Netscape.
Fuck it. Let's blame everything on Bill Gates. I want to blame the crucifixion of Christ on Bill Gates.
I think Gates is a Jewish name. We can do that. Okay, fuck him.
Fuck it.
All right.
Screw you, Spectre.
Really good.
It is, though.
Is it really good? Okay.
No, it really kicks ass.
Well,
I was impressed.
I believe you, Spectre, and you're actually absolutely right because, well, sometimes I just don't give a shit. You know, you've had those days. I know you have, and sometimes you just feel like, well, what the hell? And if somebody actually kicked in your door, you'd shoot them dead or in hell. But anyway, back to my crazy person story. I'm down at Scott Road, and I got this backpack with me because, well, I'm backpacking around, just having stuff, game books, D&D, AD&D, Palladium, whatever. So I got this stuff, and all of a sudden, this guy walks up to me. Now, he's a young fella. He's about 19. And he's really skinny. He's like a 150 skinny. Okay? And he walks up to me and says, "Excuse me." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Are you seeking shelter?" And I thought he meant like, you know, a youth hostel. Because I got this backpack here, right? And I always try to make the most logical assessment of what anything people say.
Silly boy.
Silly me. And... I said, no, I got a place to go. And he goes, "Yeah, me too." He said, "I'm just hiding out here." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "You're just hiding out?" And he goes, "Yeah, the spaceport is a good place to hide out, I think." And, of course, my brain working brain stops, right? Good job. Good. I'm like, whoa. Fucking fatal error. FDS format C. Okay, so I'm like...
Kennedy, you do realize that the SkyTrain is now a haven for all the insane people that have been released from Rivendell.
Oh, whatever. So this guy says, "Yeah, It says, I'm hiding at the spaceport. Of course, at this point, I'm bored and I'm waiting for my bus, so I'm going to play Fuck with the Crazy Guy. So I go, oh, really?
Always the soul of charm intact, our man.
Oh, yeah, totally. So I go, so what are you hiding from? And I said, who are you hiding from? And he goes, oh, it's the space police. And I said, really? What do they look like? And he says, well, they come in space police cars. You can always tell them because they're blue. And I thought about it for a minute with the RCMP cars, and I went, yeah, you know, in a twisted sort of way, that makes sense. And said, it happened to me last time when I was drinking fuel. I said, drinking fuel? Yes, space fuel. I drink it through my little finger. And I said, right on. That must really help. And he goes, yeah. And I looked down, and had a grocery bag, and I said, you eat space fuel? Yeah. Do you eat anything else? No. What are the groceries in the bag? That's my cover. And I went, good cover. Yeah, I know. That's a true story. It was that fast. He was just like, that's my cover. And I'm like, you're a good cover, son. That's right on. So I nod for a while, going, yeah, those goddamn space police. And I said, did they ever give you any trouble before? And he goes, yeah. He said, one time I tried to steal a space vehicle. And I said, really? This is, of course, a bus. And he tells me about this time. He gets on the bus, and he actually gets on the bus, takes out his transformorgifier ray or transgender ray or whatever kind of ray it was, which is actually his index finger, points it at the bus driver, and then points it at the rest of the bus, and says, I'm commandeering this space shuttle in the name of Planet X, which is exactly what he said on the bus, which, of course, then the bus driver simply called the police, and the police took him away. But I'm wishing to my the space police, which I'm wishing I was on that bus at the time, because I would have stood up at the back of the bus and say, I got your nine, brother. I say we go to Planet X right now. What are you looking at? Sit down.
Just give us the Star Cruiser. No one has to die.
That's what I don't understand about all these Americans. If we got any Americans listening to this right now, they're always like, there was a bright light. It came through the window, and I felt like I couldn't move. And then I was on board the spaceship, and I moved around. Well, if you can move around on the spaceship, the next thing that happens is I'm taking one of those little 4-foot bad boys down, putting him in a sleeper hold, putting the hand up against
his
right temple.
Head. It's real easy.
Real easy. I'll pop his head clean off. And if they can, like, they were speaking without moving their lips, well, I'd be thinking right then and there. And they know I was serious. Nobody has to die. I only want the Star Cruiser. Unless they get Israeli about it and they just assume that, you know, Snorgned 9, who I got in my arms here, is already a corpse and they decide to phaser my ass. But Spectre. Spectre's American. Attaboy, American. Whereabouts are you from down in the States, sir, Spectre?
Hello?
As I slurp this
radio show on, and somebody took the real
freaking air connecting host, damn. Shawnee, Sean 3, Sean, Sean D. Whatever.
Bob from Peru.
Phoning in remotely from Peru, where he's playing pool in Peru.
Yeah, actually we're coming back.
Okay, cool. You'll be here for the second half of the show.
Excellent!
Wow.
I look forward to it! See you soon!
Okay, what the hell?
What the hell?
That was an awesome effect.
Okay.
Spectre's from Jersey.
Spectre, you're from New Jersey? You're from New Jersey, and you're bitching at me for saying stuff about copyright laws? Give me a fucking break. Because of where you live, they could randomly kick in doors and everybody go to jail. Besides, I'm from Canada. There's only 26 million of us up here. 1 in 10 people in the United States are in jail. So, you know, if, like...
Many jails are in country.
Yeah, they could put the... They could make it criminal to be a Canadian and actually imprison us.
Yep.
Wow.
Give all other sins and put Canadians in jail.
Blame by the way,
Canada. Blame Canada.
By the way, Spectre, if to give you a reason to hate Dak, I'm from New York.
That's enough.
Well, between Jersey and New York, it's always has been.
Actually, he's from Jersey, right? Shouldn't we technically boot him just for that?
No. Hey, fuck you. I'm actually going to back Spectre up on this one because Spectre has a brain in his head to actually go, hey, Sean, you're being an idiot and incriminating yourself, which is one, correct. Yeah. Two, okay.
That's what we're going to go through your old shows and do
enough.
Yeah, like with my Spectre, you should see my old shows, man. I was talking about shaving down a 2x4 and wading into pedophiles and actually advocating cutting people's hands off.
What, haven't you got a standing bounty of $2,000 for the head of every Mormon?
No, was it NAMBLA and Mormons? Yeah, but I mean, so what? They're NAMBLA. Like the cops really. Oh, we found another pedophile with his hands and head cut off. And there's this. Oh, and this guy Sean Kennedy's driver's license is chiseled in his fist somewhere, covered with blood. Well, yeah, we'll call him if we need him.
You know? Maybe he knows something.
Death by misadventure.
We're gonna go to a break because we're having too much fun. Hey, Sean, you're an idiot. Hey, that's pretty good. One in two people are in jail.
Okay.
In New Jersey. Okay, we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back with movie reviews.
The movie.
Got the movie man on the line.
Hi guys, how are you?
Hey, hello, movie man.
We're all doing pretty good.
Thanks. Everyone say hello to the movie man.
They all love you. It's your adoring fans.
And I love them all.
Yes. Okay. I found some info on your PlayStation things.
Okay.
There's a workaround. What you can do is put in a normal CD, I think it said, and play the CD and then put in a Japanese or an American game and start playing the game. I've got some web pages about it too. I've got some place to order modification chips for it.
Oh, fantastic.
And I think they're very, very, very cheap.
Even better.
Yeah. So I'll print it out and give it to a chicken.
Excellent.
And you can take it home.
Very good.
Modification chips for what?
Modification chips for he got gypped at his place. Well, maybe you tell the story.
Well, I had a one of my lovely Surrey customers come in, rent a Sony PlayStation from me.
Do you remember his name?
I do not remember his name.
And if you gave his name, he would have been fake name, right?
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
Took it out to the parking lot, peeled all the stickers off of it, put the stickers on his Japanese PlayStation that he probably picked up in Japan for like $20.
Or more than likely picked up at a pawn shop, considering the fact that he's from Surrey.
Probably that, too. Put the stickers onto the Japanese one, brought that back in 15 minutes later, went, you know, I changed my mind. I thought it was a 3-day rental, so can I just get my money back? The staff went, yeah, sure, no problem. I looked at it about 15, 20 minutes after he left, noticed it was covered in Japanese writing, and had one of my staff take it home, and they said, nope, no games will work on it. So I got screwed.
Yep.
Apparently it's a common practice that, and we have to be careful because they're going to be doing the same thing with the new Sega Dreamcast system that's just coming out.
Ah.
You can pick them up in Japan really cheap and bring them over here, and then you trade them off, and then you sell them at the swap meet for
nothing.
Or you get basically you're making your profit.
Right. So.
Hey, movie guy.
Say again?
Hey, movie guy.
Yeah.
How do you pay for it?
Cash.
Does he have a membership?
Yeah, but it's all fake information. I already looked into it.
Okay.
So the tip-off on these fake PlayStations is the Japanese writing.
The Japanese writing. You never see a PlayStation with Japanese writing unless it's got the modification chip in it.
Yes.
To be used, unless you've got Japanese games to go with it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's movie time. Have you seen any good or bad movies lately?
Yes, I've seen a couple of good ones.
Oh, good.
Since we spoke last, which was forever ago.
Yes, that's right.
I've seen The General's Daughter.
Uh-huh. I've
seen American Pie.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Most recently, The Sixth Sense.
I saw that one today.
How was it?
The Sixth Sense was actually pretty good.
Very, very good.
Yes, kind of creepy in certain parts.
Yes.
The story is about Bruce Willis, who's a child psychologist, who is helping this kid who is pretty much going crazy because he sees ghosts. He sees dead people, and they don't necessarily see him, but he's just constantly freaking out.
That would do it for me,
too. I can't imagine why.
Yeah, and Bruce Willis is doing his best to help the kid through this, and it's just this. The kid is amazing. He's a very, very good actor.
Yeah, he's not annoying, which was amazing.
Which is surprising for most child actors, is they are damn annoying.
Yes.
Who is the actor? I've seen the kid before, but I don't really know from where.
His name is Howie Joel Osment, no relation to the other Osment.
Thank God.
The only thing that he's been in big screen-wise was the movie Bogus with Whoopi Goldberg and Gerard Depardieu, and he's done some TV work.
I must have seen him from TV because I didn't see the movie Bogus.
The big role that I recognized him from on TV was, anybody out there who watches Ally McBeal?
Oh, right. He was the one that wanted to sue God.
He wanted to sue God.
Right.
God gave him cancer. He was the really pale, bald kid.
I wish cancer upon you.
Yes, that's where I do recognize him from. It is Ally McBeal.
Yeah,
thank you.
So that would probably be my big my pick for a very good movie to see.
For sure.
What'd you think of it?
Oh, it was excellent. I thought the ending was, like, very, very good, and I never would have thought of it in a million years.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we can't say anything other than it's got a bit of a twist at the end.
Yep.
And
you think about the whole movie afterwards.
Exactly. You sit there and you go,
it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate you both because I think I just figured it out, and I will not say a word.
He always thinks he's figured it out, and he's maybe, that's maybe 500.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Anyway,
that's enough. American Pie.
American Pie. One of the funnier movies I've seen recently.
Yes, I thought it was pretty good.
That thing crosses so many lines and goes in many places that it shouldn't.
Oh, we've got someone downstairs. Just a second. Hi, you want to get into the Rant Radio Studios. Who is this?
The cops.
The cops, okay. The cops are at my front door.
Who called me in an Activision?
Did you just put me on hold?
No. It wasn't hold. It was, you're on the other line, sir.
Ah, of course.
It's the cops after Sean Kennedy for the Activision scam thing.
We have guns. We'll never let them take you alive, man.
He was asking about pirating Activision Software, and it's the Activision police.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
How long does it take to burn a CD, and can you burn DVD as well?
Yes.
You can do both.
You can do both. How long does it take?
Anywhere from
50 for a regular CD at one time speed.
Can't hear you. It's if you've got a four times, it's 7.5 minutes. If a two times, no, wrong way around.
If it's a four times,
it's 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's about 15 minutes.
And two times, half an hour. Most people have two times.
Okay, so you're looking at about half an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the for DVDs,
hey,
DVD ROMs are about $40, or RAMs. And the drives are about 800, so it does not profit you to copy movies yet.
Okay, yeah, just because I have, just because I'm the most paranoid person on the entire planet, I'm expecting people to be renting the discs.
Happy birthday, Buffalo.
Coming back 15, 20 minutes later going, yeah, I changed my mind, I don't want to see this. Can I get something else?
Not much of a chance of that happening anytime soon, unless it's like a $80 movie or something.
Okay.
And I don't know any $80 movies.
Give it time.
Unless it's like an import or something, but no, people would just rip it and put it on CDs. which they can do. They can. There's chaos in the room.
We're just gonna have to gun down that entire side of the wall.
Pandemonium.
Yes, pandemonium has hit the room. There's a lot more people here.
The cops are here.
Are you serious?
No, the cops aren't here.
Okay.
Good afternoon, this is the Constable Aikens from the RCMP. I'm shutting this place down.
Really? It sounds an awful lot like Bob from Peru.
He looks like him too, but I think it's just...
My God, Bob from Peru's been a plant all these times!
Oh my God!
It's been an inside job. We're busted. Oh. People are giving rundowns. DVD is 7 gigabytes, CD is 650.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
The man...
Oh, wait.
Okay, we're gonna let you go.
All right.
So we won't keep you on the phone board as hell.
Bye, Jacqueline. Bye, man.
And we will phone you next week if you're there.
I will be here, and I will hopefully have some new stuff for you.
Cool.
Talk to you later, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. That was the Movie Man, and Sean K, the man, and the Dark One is leaving the residence. And there's more police at the door. Maybe this is a real police. Hi, you want to get into Rant Radio? Who is this?
It's Psycho.
Psycho, okay, come on in. It's DJ Psycho for his first appearance ever on the
Yay!
What the Hell Show.
Yay!
What the Hell Show? We're gonna have a very, very full web page when I update it with pictures.
Oh, when was it? July 8th.
June. No, was it June? July.
June.
That's a long time.
It is. What's June?
Buff guy. August. You are now. I hereby christen you Buff Guy.
He's Buff Guy.
You're a Buff Guy.
I hate Buff Guy. Actually, just to be known, Chicken was the one who came up with Buff Guy. Buff Guy, come here.
Round about the middle guy.
Do not even go down that road, for I will belly flop you through a wall.
And all the buff guys won't help you with that.
Yeah,
you'll need a good buffer.
And there
is DJ Psycho.
DJ Psycho, come on in. Come on in, lots of people. Lots of people. Yeah, it's the police. Activision, EA.
We were asking questions.
Has come to kill us.
Questions on how to...
It was all just hypothetical.
Oh, yeah, it was all hypothetical. For his book.
It was for
it
a
was
book.
Research, man.
Knowledge for knowledge's sake.
That's right. He was just going to put it up on the web, and anybody wanted to look.
Knowledge must be free.
That's right.
Free the knowledge.
So we're going to go to another song, and then we're going to come back with Gross Hospital Stories.
Yes, Gross Hospital Stories.
Okay. What are we going to play here? We're going to play something from a local band called Jar. They rock. Here they are. Psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually what we thought.
Hello, my name is Dad. And for those of you who haven't been paying attention, and that's probably most of you, I used to work in a hospital for 5 years.
5 years.
5 years. 5 years. And in that time, I saw
how
many...
How long is that in dog years?
35.
It's time seven, isn't it?
35, yeah. 35 dog years.
People are being very noisy, aren't they, Jack?
Yes, they are. I'll just have to kill the entire room. Make my own gross hospital
quiet.
Story. Anyhow.
It's time to listen to the gross hospital stories.
So anyhow, what happened was... in that time, I saw many disgusting and evil and weird and gross things.
We didn't hear about the evil things. Let's hear an evil one tonight.
I'll tell an evil thing after.
Evil.
Okay. I think my gross hospital story is pretty evil.
Hey, is this like a gross hospital story? Gross turned into evil because you're trying to appease the evil gods?
Yes.
He's going to tell it. He's going to tell it in a spooky voice.
Okay. Now, I did not know, but apparently, you can get an infection in your eye.
Yes.
I kind of
in
I mean, it makes
your eye?
It makes
like,
sense, but I had never really actually seen or observed the effect before. So this person came in with puffiness, not just around the eye, but he was complaining of massive amounts of pain, and it is eye, his left eye. Apparently, there was a bacteria infection that he had got from a scratch in the eye that had gone from a scratch that they were treating
yeah.
to the eye became infected to the eyeball began to swell. Wait for it. So they
Hence
basically
the
to treat it, they had to remove some of the fluid pressure from the eye.
Tasty.
So
slash.
They give the guy some local anesthesia. They then also spray some of the stuff that anesthetizes the eyeball. And they then take...
Chicken's looking like he's swallowing again.
Yes, I know.
He's swallowing.
They then took...
Down above here. Down above here.
We can see our nose.
Yes. They took...
White tractor thought.
Put it in the happy box. Put it in the happy box.
They took a syringe and removed the fluid pressure.
They hit the inside bone of
no,
his
no,
eye.
No,
sorry.
They just poked a tiny little hole, allowing the pressure to be released, gave him some more antibiotics, and sutured the eye back up.
Was there so much pressure that it, like, fired the projectile?
No. He said, don't look around while we do this.
No. It just was... I was just reminded we were talking about eye stories, I believe, last week, and or
yeah,
something about the eye.
Something about the eye.
We were talking about the paper cut.
Oh, my.
On
yeah.
The
how about paper cut between the fingers?
No. Paper cut.
Yeah.
Paper cut in the eye.
Eye.
Yeah,
paper cut
some,
in the eye.
Some guy was carrying papers, and it flew all over the place.
Basically, fan blew the papers. One of them went up, caught him in the eye. He ended up with a paper cut across the lens.
Not the nastiest.
What?
Did he get
vision back? You know, he got his vision back. It was just the equivalent of a scratch or a small cut on the lens. But basically...
I had some metal embedded in my eye.
Yeah.
They were rusting.
Yeah, that's what I had. Actually, I've had that twice now because of my...
I had it twice as well because I was drilling doors at... Drilling doors.
These are four gauges of, like... I don't know what gauge of steel, but the doors themselves weigh 275 pounds. And we're drilling, like, the top of them at BCBC at Surrey Pretrial, and drilling with carbide bits. And I've got a pair of goggles on, a face shield, earplugs, earmuffs, and still, retard inmates wish to stay inside the cells, which are all concrete, and resonate sound like... Like living inside a kettle drum. There you go.
Inside an echo chamber.
No, it's living inside a concrete barrier, and all the sound is resonating inside of that barrier. And I'm on the outside laughing because I can't hear anything. And they're banging on the door,
screaming.
And I'm going la la la. So all those bastards who think they're like, oh, I only got 6 months for B&E. Well, that's right. I came into your cell. And your cell block, and made lots of noise, and tortured you for an 8-hour period.
Talking about the carbide bit reminds me of...
The time you took a carbide bit in the eye.
No. A friend of mine, one of the guys who basically I've mentioned before, Mark, he was one of the engineers there. He was also a biker.
And he took a carbide bit in the eye.
No. One of those sanding wheel, the metal...
He took a sanding wheel in the eye?
No, what do you call the... It's just basically, it's like light... It's just like the wheel, but it's the brush. The brush wheel. It exploded when he was basically working on it, and he got penetrated by a couple of the steel bristles. And the damn... Two of the bristles they could never find. The damn thing actually acted like fletchet rounds.
Yeah.
It literally basically went into him and spun around.
I had a guy in grade 8. He's got a little piece of plywood. No, it was 2x4. Okay, and he's cutting like a 6-inch piece of 2x4. And he's going to cut it in half on the table saw. And I went, why? Okay, that's cool. If he has like all the guards, he's got a jig made, and he's going to like pass it through, and everything's going to be cool. But no, he's going to freehand this, and he's got about 3 inches of blade up. I'm like, looking like an accident waiting to happen. Oh, there it is. So I go away. I'm still sanding my block of wood, because that's what we do, because we don't have any power tools. I'm like, Mr. Nelson, can I bring my palm sander in? Yeah. So we're like, and he's going, I can hear the table saw start up, and the place brownouts, and then, anyway. And there he goes, and he's passing it through. And we hear the kind of crunk of metal and wood kind of jamming. And then we heard, like, pinging sounds, like cartoon pinging sounds of bullets. And it pinged about 4 times off, like, the shop, like, the metal roof, some of the trusses, off the wall, through some of the safety glass. Like that steel mesh safety glass.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
not so safe.
Danger. And he just kind of puts his hands, like, way back, and he's got the face shield on, and he's like,
Right. I'll just leave now.
What was it? The entire blade or just part of one of the
bits? No, the blade's fine. Table saw's still running. It just, it caught it and threw it.
Oh, the piece of wood?
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, through the window. And I'm like, hmm. Right. You're cut off.
Reminds me of, I think I've told this story before. My brother and me were both in shop. And this year they had actually allowed, or just the year before, they had decided to try to take some kids from special class and mix them with the general population.
Hunt, yeah.
Special ed is what they referred to these kids.
Here,
yes, so we're basically...
You know, this is what I hate, shop talk.
So this kid would come up to people through the whole... Somebody early on had basically said, God, you're such a space cadet. And somebody, he would go up to kids and go, I'm a space cadet. Zap, you're dead. And he was doing this for months. And finally he comes up and does it to Travis, my brother. And my brother picks himself up, throws himself back on the table, jerks a couple of times, and flops over. Now, the kid's retarded. So the kid flips out and goes screaming down to the principal's office. And the only thing they can get out of him that's coherent is, I killed him! I killed him! And they go, okay, where the hell, what class is he in? And they check, and it's like, shop class. Well, they didn't even wait. The principal goes running. He screams, call an ambulance! So we have three police cars and two ambulances show up. For nothing. And, oh, were we in trouble.
And why? You were just going along and playing with the kid.
That was
just
the point.
Just playing along with the kid.
That was the point. My brother was, like, basically, like, in deep shit. And I was in trouble because I was standing beside him, pounding my head against the table, crying. Because I thought this was so funny.
I was at Seven Seas, there's, like, four brothers and the father, a bunch of Greek bastards that sell fish. Anyway, ripped me off for thousands of dollars. Anyhow,
we will kill all our drugs. Enemies.
I'm planning on taking all the drive lines and welding them to the sides of the vehicles. Anyhow, and getting pictures, putting them on Randy Radio. Anyway, so I have a bunch of fish in the back of a one-ton truck, and we're pulling it out. And these totes weigh like 1,000 pounds apiece because it's liquid, fish, and ice. Liquid, fish, and ice. Fish, ice, brine, liquid. So anyway, so we're pulling these things out with a forklift. We wrap a chain around the bottom of the tote, wrap the chain around the forklift, back the forklift up. It pulls the tote out of the truck. And in the back corner, the left hand side has fish in it. The right hand side had nothing in it. And I'm getting this guy Jerry, who's Mike's brother. Mike's on the forklift. Mike's like total straight accountant guy who's riding the forklift because he won't let me. Because I get the thing up on two wheels. Anyway, and Jerry, who's Down syndrome, major, and he has no neck. He is huge. He shook my hand. I swear he broke half of it. He's like, my name is Jerry. And like, that's his name, and this is what he's doing to your hand. That's all he's worried about right now, right? Like, crunch! And I'm like, right? And, okay, and then he goes off onto whatever. But he's very focused. I'll give him that. He is absolutely focused. You tell him to clean
one
fish,
cell,
he'll clean fish like you've never cleaned fish before, okay? So, I get Jerry, and I'm bugging Jerry. And Jerry and I, we're having fun. We're having lots of fun. Jerry's really cool with me. By the end of the night, he's, like, hugging me and stuff and, like, crushing my spine, and everything's really good. So I say, Jerry, do you want to get a joke on Mike? Oh, he's all up for this now. He's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, last tote. I said, the tote on the right, it's empty. Tote on the left, you hook that one up. I'll talk to Mike. We'll pull that one out. Act like everything's normal. The last one, I said, you and I, we're going to pull it out. Like, you're really hyped. I said, get really riled, though. Like, right? And he's like, yeah! And he hits the van and dents the van. I'm like,
tell me about the rabbit.
I've riled the wrong person. Anyway, so Mike drives the second to last tote off, comes back, and forklift comes up to the truck. And I go, no, it's okay, Mike. Jerry's going to pull this one off. Seriously. And Mike's like, no, come on, just hook it up. And I'm like, no, man, he won't let me hook it up. He wants to pull it off. It's like, no, really? And I'm like, yeah. It's like, that thing weighs like 1,000 pounds. I'm like, I think Gary can do it. He's like, no, he can't. He's going to hurt himself. And I'm like,
Jerry's solid steel. He could pick this truck up and, like, fold it up into a basketball if he got mad.
He is down with syndrome.
He is down with syndrome. Anyway, so Jerry's, like, mad now, and he's got the rope all ready to go, and he grabs onto the rope, and I go, "You ready, Jerry?" I go, "On the count of three." Mike's like, "No, man, no, no, he's going to hurt himself." I'm like, "No, man, Jerry can do it. Yeah." And I start yelling. I'm like, "Yeah." This is like 2 in the morning, right? No one around. Jerry's ready to go. Mike's like, "Holy fuck." He backs the forklift off, and he's got like these huge eyes. Jerry grabs his rope, and he goes, "Aah!" He fucking runs off the back of the truck with his, like, the tote weighs like 100 pounds, nothing, right? Runs off the back of the truck, the tote lid's on, and he fucking goes across the parking lot with this thing. And I'm like, "Holy fuck, Jerry's going hard." Mike's eyes are just going, he thinks he's pulling 1,000 pounds like nothing, eh? I went, "Okay, Jerry, that's enough, buddy, you're gonna spill the fish." And he goes like, "Bang, bang, bang, bang." I go, "It's empty, Mike, don't worry about it." And he's just still.
You damaged him.
Software problems. Reload everything. It was awesome. I fucked Mike for hard.
No. We waited too long? I'm sorry.
No, that was fucked up. I'm not following that.
Okay, our question of the night.
Buff Daddy.
Question of the night: if you could have any superhero power, what would it be, and why?
I'm sorry, I gotta go for the silver surfer power there.
So Enki is
up first.
Okay, my superpower of choice would definitely be to replace my body with nanotech and to be able to change shape into whatever the hell I wanted.
Shape changer.
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine how incredibly cool it is? Oh, I forgot my keys. That's okay. Finger. Zzz, click. Open the door. Oh, I'm being chased by the cops. That's okay. I'm now that person. Zap. Problem solved. Oh, I could use a couple $100,000. Shed a couple layers of skin. There you go. You've got a... Yeah, exactly. I'll just grow an extra stomach so I can digest enough food to, you know, grow it back.
Gain the mass back.
It would be awesome. Yeah, actually, if it was nanotech, yeah, I guess you could probably just, like, stick your hand into some sand and get some more body mass back. Being able to change shape, though, is the real gist of the thing, and that would be the bomb superpower. Oh, I'm a bird. Oh, I'm a submarine. Oh, I'm a... Would be the best.
I'm the floor.
Can you imagine? Yeah, this includes being T2, by the way, okay? Oh, I think I want stainless steel blades for arms. Okay, we're in the bar. Who wants to go?
Hey, you're fucking with my friend.
Oh.
Wrap around him.
I'm saran wrap.
You make me a beer.
Sorry?
You make me a beer. You know, look, he did that joke and had little nanotechy things like for the next beer.
So who's next then?
I'll go for the basic, I'd like to be invincible, and maybe, yeah, I think just invincibility would be cool, because I know how cool it would be that your normal everyday life, and you know, I'm not going to abuse it right away, not until later, I'd have like, okay, I'd be on my bike, I'd lock my bike up, I'd go down to Gravel Station, I'm going to like go to Metro Town or whatever, and damn, I'm just missing the train. Well, I want to see if I can hang on to the train. And I want to jump on the back of the train and hang on.
But do you still hurt?
I don't know. Even if you do, it'd be like, I don't know, like Immortal. You know where he falls like 8 stories and breaks all the bones in his body? And then he has to re-break all the bones back to their original positions? That would be like, ah, oh, crack. Like getting hit, like my first one would be to get hit by a semi. Because I know that's got to hurt.
Hang out at the airport and jump in.
No. Because that would just break the plane. Getting hit by a semi, you'd really fuck the driver. Because he'd be like, driving for 18 hours, eh? And off the overpass comes Shane. Bang! Right into the front of the truck. Smack! And my face is all on the windshield and stuff, eh? And I'd just kind of like peel my head off and just be like, look, hi! And he'd be all, right? And then you start slowly reforming back to your, anyway, or like healing factor, and I don't know. I think invisibility would pretty much cut all of it. Then you could like go, hey, go to the Honda dealership and be like, hey, well, how's that new, or Ducati? Go to Ducati and say, could I test drive one of these? You gotta be like, hey, sure, that's a 916SS. How fast does that thing go? Speedometer says 320? 320.
320 kilometers for you Americans.
So it's all, All right, well, here's my driver's license. Sign the paper. Hey, there's a propane filling station. I can do 320 into a propane filling station.
Go, boom.
Bang! And I can see the fireball from like Abbotsford and Seattle and...
I could be one a week. I talked.
Because you know how many of those big fucking monster truck filling stations
Shane,
are.
I've talked about that. If you basically did something like that, I've used this phrase before. A conflagration seen from the surface of Mars. That's what I want. Okay. That's what I want to see for an explosion.
Yeah. That would be big. Like getting a shitty car, like a $500 car, and just jacking it. Like what did you say? A Fiero with a. Cadillac Northstar with like a Ferrari body.
I'm gone.
Just like no seatbelt, nothing. And see what it's like for those cars that those dummies that go into the
crash test dummies, yeah.
Crack! And like I'd like to feel what it feels like for my head to go through a windshield without, of course, the consequences afterwards.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of like it. So it's over now. You can all go back to what you're doing.
Well, actually, the invincible thing was what I was thinking, but
nowhere near the detail
that you got into. Yeah. So
like being able to throw your friend off a bridge. Yeah. Like, Sean, you're such a he's all and he's the water and it's concrete and he kind of floats down to the bottom.
Just kind of come back up. Well, that's it.
Like, can you imagine tag downtown?
Oh God. With knives, of course.
Firearms. You just grab random vehicles. What's someone gonna do? You punch him in the face. You're just like, rip the guy out of the car, grab his car, start driving around till you wreck it. Grab him out of the car, grab him to another car, drive around to you. It's Grand Theft Auto all over. Cops are like, freeze. Okay, I'm frozen. Oh golly gee whiz.
Look, he
fought! Like, MP5s are going crazy. They're hitting you with SSD. You're just like, look at him, look at him! You go on the subway, and you're like, what the hell? What's gonna stop you? You're like, law rocket? No, they're not gonna use anti. They're only gonna be able to use firearms on you. What, bear at like 50 and your left arm disappears? Well, boom, it spins you for a Jackie Chan, you hit the ground, you're all. Wow! Holy crap, that was cool! Where did that come from? I get back up, the guy's all... You're all...
Again!
Right here! I want to fly backwards! That would be so cool! The epitome of cool. I think the semi truck is right out of there.
Yes.
A 20 mic hitting you in the center of the stomach.
Go boom!
Fold you in half and throw you backwards into a tree.
Through a tree.
Tree.
Okay. Okay. And playing with explosives.
Damn! I thought that would work.
See what it was like for that much. What kind of fuel is it?
Oklahoma.
I want to see what that kind of stuff is.
Fertilizer and
sit
diesel.
Sit on it and play Nintendo. And when I die, it goes off. And play a really shitty game like Tetris, which I know I can't win eventually. The cop comes up like, what the hell are you doing, son?
You don't want to be here.
You don't want to be here. I got like 10 lines and I'm losing. And then you start with, you now have T-minus 15 minutes to reach minimum safe distance.
Of 3 kilometers.
You would orbit. Yeah. I'd come out of orbit. I can see my nose from here.
The great thing, too, is you'd be naked after that.
And then hitting the ground in like a pin drop.
I want to see how far you bounce.
Flying up straight up this way at like 1700 RPM.
Oh, you puke.
I'm getting
good.
You were getting the audio though.
This is true.
That would be all over your feet.
I you don't have any shoes. You just got
extreme,
blown up.
You would be Extreme Games. They just watch what you're doing. Give me a camera.
Be sponsored by Pepsi, Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew, and do their new commercials.
Mountain Dew, Mitsubishi, and every Jackie Chan movie ever.
Bungee jump. Oh shit! Forgot the bungee.
You'd have to.
Wesley can break cement with their heads, but
I like to do it at 70 miles an hour.
No, tickling.
In front of a truck.
Tickling
it. E-brake. Bang! If you get that on camera, well, you'll have to do it again. Okay, pour the wall.
You know how people joke about throwing, like, lead weights or pennies from really tall buildings to see if you can hit people and kill them?
You're on the Empire State Building, eh? You're looking at those bars. The guard's like, you've been here for, like, 6 hours now. You gonna leave? Yeah, I've had it. You get that full hang for a couple of... You know that amazing
yes.
where he drops his phone and it goes... Give me all...
By the way,
windows going like this. That guy's all on his phone.
Fuck.
That effect is entirely true. We went to Vegas, me and the whining Jew. We did this ride called the Sky Screamer, and we pulled the pin. We're like suspended 270 feet above the ground on a basically just a rope. It's a pendulum swing, and when we pulled the pin. We literally, it was like a second and a half before we started to fall. Gravity had to make up her mind what the
you
fuck she was going to do.
One of those, like, was it coyote help signs?
Oh, shit.
No, it was like, I pulled the pin. They said, 3, 2, 1, fly. And I pulled the pin, and the scariest sound I've ever heard in my life, ka-tink, tink.
Yeah.
The scariest sound I've ever heard. It
You're
was like.
Thinking, wrong pin. Wrong pin. You're hanging there, and the fabric opens, eh? Just kind of unrolls you like...
We start to fall, and it's like, seriously, it's like 4 seconds before we reach the end of the rope, and we actually can feel that you're being pulled up by the harness.
Yeah.
So for those first, like, 3-4 seconds that you're falling, it's actual 100% complete free fall. There is no other feel...
I did a zipline. I've got a climbing harness on, carabiner... Attached to a 6-inch ring, aluminum, like our, I'm sure what type of ring it was.
Big ring between, and it's got two ropes that go down. 88 foot free fall, and you're sitting on a platform like this. And the guy, and this Australian goes, right there, son. He says, on the count of three, I want you to jump. 1, 2, 3. And I got a foot in the back, eh? And you're all, I guess I'm jumping. I said shit about 3/4 of the way down, and then everything was cool again. I'm all, oh, okay, wait a minute. And I'm coming down like Batman now. And you do. You come down like Batman, and I did the full da na 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 na. And I'm all, okay, now I know how Batman feels. I can see why he does it. Anyway.
Actually, going up was scarier than actually falling. Going up because they don't just pull you back up like smooth, it's like this. Jerk that you're getting pulled up, and you're watching the ground go away. And Jans is like basically got his arm. You're supposed to keep your arms locked, and Jans, the whining Jew, has got his arm locked next to mine, and he's basically going, "Oh, this is Dak. This is wrong." And I'm like, "Close your eyes." And I'm like thinking, "Yeah." Jans is going, "He's like, yeah, yeah. Close your eyes." And he closes. No, that's wrong. Don't close your eyes.
don't close your eyes.
What?
What?
Oh, no, we didn't puke. Actually, the worst part was when you go and you get to the end, you get this feel like...
Zero-G.
And it's like Jans is saying he thought for a second that the rope had basically snapped. And he was like, he pictured us basically flying somewhere off into the desert, because when we were up there, we could see the desert beyond the city.
Yeah.
It's... Oh. The shy one. Get her feet. Get her feet. There she is. That's her feet. But it's worth it. Seriously. You go to Vegas, do the pendulum drop.
It's time for our new segment that we premiered last week.
Oh, yes.
Which went over really bad because I picked way too easy movies, and they're much harder this time. I think. They're not really, really hard because I got
to
know what the level is. I know. And we'll... So I'm going to queue them up, which I should have done while there's, like, massive amounts of talking. and I will play them for the audience out there first and turn down the volume, and then I'll play them in for here. So everybody in the IRC, try and name these movies.
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The world is a fine place and worth fighting for."
The Godfather, John,
and Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
And The Matrix.
What the fuck is going on?
Maybe.
I was just
say
allowing
you're
your
not
page.
Allowed to accept your host.
Fits you pretty good.
And we are done. Excellent. Now, we'll play them for the people in here.
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The world is a fine place okay, and worth fighting for." I agree with the second part.
Right, enough of this bullshit. Right now, you either shoot me or tell me what the fuck is going on.
I was just admiring your cage. Fits you pretty good.
Okay, the first one was Deep Impact. Wasn't Deep Impact?
Nope.
You lose. You get to all that. We go
to
somebody else now.
Wrong.
We get to give you a
medium. Zero.
No, that was Morgan Freeman, though.
Okay. Yeah, you got that part right. But next person.
Who? Guessing Shawshank
Redemption. Wrong. I would have guessed that, too. The Shy One's got a...
He's the teacher.
No.
No?
Anybody else can get the first one. Wow.
It wasn't The Matrix.
No.
No,
it must have been the second
one.
No, the second one was Will Smith.
Seven. Enki gets ding, 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 the first one.
Yes, okay. The second one was Will Smith.
Yes.
And I believe it was... that conspiracy, not conspiracy theories, that film, Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State, right.
Okay, and the third one was Nick Cage.
Con Air,
I think you're right, yeah.
It was Con Air. And let's see if the people on the IRC got it. La la la, good guess. Sounds like the black dude from Deep Impact. Last one is Face Off. No. Second one, that movie with Will Smith, Bad Boys. No. Nobody on the IRC got it.
They did, however, get the right people.
Right people, yeah. Everybody got the right people.
So I give everybody basically good points for your identification of people. Lean on Me. It was another version of a film done by with Jim Belushi called The Principal.
Yeah.
Same story.
No, it was not another version.
Well, the it was
a
better
true story.
Yes, it was a true story, but it was the second time they had done the movie. Because, yes, it was a true
Actually,
story.
They did the Jim Belushi movie after that.
Oh, no, the Jim Belushi movie came out a couple of months before. Yes, it was. But the Jim Belushi film came out before the one with Morgan Freeman.
Whatever.
Notice whenever Brian's basically wrong or something, it's whatever.
I don't remember the timing of it exactly right, but I do know that there's a world of difference between the
Yes, it is. Morgan Freeman movie was a good one. The Jim Belushi one was a bad comedy.
It wasn't a comedy, but it was a bad action flick.
You're going to Winnipeg?
No. As we've already discussed, a.k.a. Buttfuck Manitoba.
Buttfuck Manitoba.
Where I was. What are you doing there?
Economic development.
I think they're building like a building there, which basically would count
Makes
for economic development. Yeah, they're getting another one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's why they got to expand. They had to hire somebody for that. So, yes, we were talking about what superhero you would be.
Oh, I was thinking invisibility, but I like Derek's better. morphing.
Invisibility
is kind of subtle, kind of cool.
I'm really boring. I would love to be able to fly.
Fly?
Without,
that's not bad.
Without
but
any,
it's cold and windy.
Well,
that's
like,
the
I'd
problem
like to be
with
able
flying.
To be able to fly. If we're talking about stealing powers, I want to be Superman.
Oh.
I want
yeah,
his power.
Yeah, well, he has a bunch
strength.
Of powers.
I want his strength.
I have a really concise answer.
I want his strength, his toughness, his invulnerability, and his ability to fly.
Too many. Just one ability.
Okay, then I'll just take strength.
Strength?
Strength.
Yes, just
monstrous strength. The ability to push a building over.
Pretty much with strength comes a bit of invulnerability as well, because you have to pick these things up without ripping your arm off.
Yes.
Hey, I'm invisible. Can you see me? How about you put some shorts on that you're going to continue to fight crime today?
My ability would be really simple. I'd have Rogue's ability to copy anybody else's.
But wait, no one else has any powers.
You're the only person in the world with superpowers.
That was never a stipulation of this conversation.
Life.
That's right. We'll
assume
that we've all got powers.
Yeah. Yeah. But only one at a time you can have.
One word.
Akira. Akira. What super ability does Akira have?
Akira had
fatal, what was it? Fatal power after he started to really understand what his powers were, and he created a Nova.
Well, you have two choices with Akira. You can look at this first level of power, which is basically telekinesis on a level that's like not even imaginable, and then two is basically where Akira appeared to have the ability to alter reality.
Too powerful. Matrix-esque type power. There is no spoon.
Todd, what would you do?
Instantaneous teleportation.
Instantaneous teleportation.
Todd's not bad. Walk.
That's not bad.
That way I can fly.
But you can pick where you go, right?
No, random.
So you can fly in small segments. All across the sky.
Teleport to the top of a building and then jump
fly.
Off. And then teleport and change your kinetic direction so that you could, like, control yourself.
So you're taking into account that basically the laws of, like, energy. So in other words, that you still have the same mass, that you momentum that you started with. So how would you ever negate that? Would you, like, just point yourself up so that you go and when gravity started to pull a hold of you?
You can change your direction.
Yeah, I know, but how do you ever lose that momentum?
You would still have it.
So, in other words,
fall off a building, you're still fucked. You're still falling.
You know what? You could change the direction of the momentum so it would go contrary, so you could angle yourself back up again.
Okay, so what you're saying is you would then basically do that, and so when you lost the momentum due to gravity, you would then teleport back to the ground.
No, because it's still carry on, but you have to wait until you got it to a point where you get it.
That's what I'm saying. When you started to fall again, when your gravity grabbed a hold of your ass and started to basically counteract with your thrust. Yes.
Okay.
But in mastering that, you'd end up black and blue before you did master.
Yes. Or a smear.
A smear. And Psycho, you have one? Dota one?
More or less.
Cop out. The shy one hasn't thought one up.
Let me think of one.
Super ability.
Possibly the ability to go invisible so she can't be photographed?
Oh, invisible. Oh, okay.
She
would have to be naked, stripped down off your clothes. Like, there's clothes walking around.
Well, why do you have to be invisible? Why can't you make your clothes invisible also?
It only applies to, like, skin or something. It's only living tissue. How about that?
Well, if it's only living tissue, you could...
My fingernails!
You'd constantly be invisible because you have a layer of dead skin.
True, yeah. Really gross. Your skin, your hair, your teeth, all floating around.
How dare you apply logic to comic book concepts?
That's right.
No, it's not.
There's like, here's a normal round, right?
We're talking about firing guns.
Firing guns. Well, there's a conversation over here, so.
Okay. Okay. I'm talking about firearms because, well, I've been shooting since I was 7, and the first handgun I ever shot was a .44 with a 7-inch barrel.
You have a thumb. That's very
And
good.
I hit a steel target at 50 yards when I was 7. The guy goes, okay, just put the barrel up a little bit more. I'm all, blam! It comes over the top of my head. He's all right, ping! I knock a steel pigeon down at 50 yards. I'm all, wow.
And
like
thus began Sean's love with firearms.
Shane,
why do I keep doing that?
Because I'm going to hurt you. Oh. So I'm talking about how I prefer not to clean the barrel with multiple rags and lots of solvent to get the carbon scoring out of the barrel after shooting it for all day, like target practicing. So I have what I call a silhouette load or a very high velocity magnum load that comes out of the 41, which is a copper jacketed full metal jacket round, packed full so much powder it's punching the bullet like upwards of disintegrating.
A double load or something?
No. It's just upwards. The powder to bullet grain ratio is pushing it like I pushed my 30-30.
Yeah.
I pushed it into flechettes. I fired a 30-30, just a, it's called like a bullnose.
It's a silhouette load.
The 41 is a silhouette load. I was loading for my 30-30.
Yeah.
Which has peep sights. It's open sights. And I cock in around, and they're snub noses. They're just like a rounded nose.
Okay,
it's not a ballista tip or anything. I cock around off. I go, blam. I check the spotter sight. Oh, fucking. I must have missed. Cock another round off. Blam. Hit the spotter sight again. I couldn't have missed that time. I'm guaranteed I hit that time. No, there's no way. So I'm like, okay. I wait for a ceasefire. I walk out. I pick the piece of paper off. I look up into the sun, and it's perforated.
Oh. No.
I pushed the bullet too fast. I checked my papers again. I had to push it past 1,300 feet per second. I was like, oh, that's too fast for just a bullet, just a lead bullet to go. It kind of, it effectively shot out and fragmented into lead shards and went through the paper and embedded itself into the dirt behind it. And I went, oh, that's not even effective. You can kill someone at about 50 yards. It's still formed lead, but it's molten. And then it starts to separate. That's all. Oh.
If he's not wearing a vest,
if he is wearing a vest, it's still going to lift him.
Yeah, it's going to remove.
I don't care if you're wearing a vest.
Even if he's wearing a vest, you just took all the skin off his body on any spot that wasn't behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the cop. The I think it's the sergeant or whatever, or the Vancouver City SWAT team. I shoot shotgun with him, or shot shotgun with him, and he told me. I said, "So have you ever been shot?" And he says, "I've taken a shot from a 9mm, and he said, I think it was about 75 or 100 yards with a vest, and it felt like a sledgehammer hitting me in the ribs, and I was off for like a month. Like, not wanting to get shot. Well, unless I got my superpowers, of course.
Have you seen the ad campaign they did for Second Chance when they first came out? Guy basically comes out, goes,
with or without trauma plating.
Basically with the trauma plate in. This is the Second Chance vest, right? The guy basically shows, they talk about it. The manager takes off his coat. He's wearing nothing but a shirt and a tie. He puts the vest on. Somebody stands 20 feet, actually it was like 10 feet away from him with a .44 Magnum.
No thanks.
Go boom! He basically is knocked over. He gets up. He takes it off. He has a tiny welt. It looked like he was paintballing.
No. He probably got shot with a .22 or something, because I can't believe...
I've seen that.
Nor do I ever want to ever be shot, because I've seen a deer get its heart shot out the opposite side of its body into a pile of jello, and then it ran 500 meters. Why do I know it ran 500 meters? Because I had to carry it back 500 meters through the bush and skin the fucker. Let alone, do I ever want to hunt deer again? No, I'd rather hunt people, because they weigh less.
I've been... Yeah, exactly. I've been shot at.
And your heart isn't as big, and I'll break both your shoulders, your spine, and rip your lungs and your heart out your body. One shot. A deer, they're not all lining up.
Yes.
I can break both your legs, but get the top end of your heart and maybe one of your lungs.
I've been shot at twice, and I was hit once. Actually, I wasn't even shot at the time that I was hit. It was a stray ricochet. And I have to say that it was on like a triple ricochet bounce, so this thing had lost most of its energy, and it still punctured a hole in my ass, and basically felt like I had, like seriously, my butt kicked up between my ears. I honestly thought I'd been kicked really, really hard. And I was like going, what the hell, and I kind of put my hand back there and come up. It's like wet, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm laying in a puddle. I'm laying in a puddle of water, because what happened was cops basically, I'm just walking down the street, la 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 la, I'm a 13-year-old kid, and all of a sudden the cops basically pull up, and they're all like, everybody get down! And I'm like, okay. So I basically crawl into the gutter beside the curb by a car. I figure that's plenty of cover in there. Cops, basically two guys are inside there robbing a liquor store. They come out. They see the cops. One of the idiots fires a sawed-off shotgun at the cops. All he does is splinter the window. The cops, standing behind their doors, perforate the son of a bitch. One of the rounds goes through his collar. Like through the meaty shoulder part, whatever it is.
Just above your collarbone.
Just above the collarbone. Goes through, hits the wall, bounces off the wall, hits the pavement, and instead of bouncing up, it tumbles parallel with the ground and catches me in the cheek.
There you go.
I thinking, oh, I'm laying in water. And I pull my hand up, and it's covered in blood. And
I'm laying in a bloody puddle.
And
oh,
I did
crap.
What any average, intelligent 13-year-old would do at that point. I freaked!
I fucking lost it.
That's understandable.
As I was
not too concerned about the hole in his shoulder, considering all the other ones.
Actually, he was only hit twice. He was hit there and once in, I think, the... I know it was the lower part of his body. It wasn't the legs.
Come on, these are New York cops.
Yeah, he lived. All of them lived. Like, both of the...
These are New York cops. They barely ever draw their weapons.
Hey, you! Huh,
What is this thing for, anyway?
It's a pistol with the guy, you know.
So we're... I was mentioning to Anki at the beginning of this, my 41, the carbon scoring, la, 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 la. Not wanting to clean it, not wanting to use lots of solvent and all the rest of the shit to put it through. My dad comes up with a load, which is... Well, we've just subbed or dubbed the silhouette round, which, in effect, is out of a 4-inch barrel... Yep. Too much power.
Yes.
So we put one of these babies in, and you're like, right, we're just about done for the day. You can whack one of these babies off, and you'll get a 3-foot candlestick come out the front of a 4-inch barrel. There was a guy with a 50 Desert Eagle down the other end of the range, and I came close to making just about as much noise as he did. Because he's going, doom.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, so they're making more noise than I am. Like, I compare with some of the rifles that go off down the end of the range, because there's butts. There's like 4 butts at the end of the range, and then all the rest of it is pistol or yep. 22 rifle. This guy goes boom. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna make more noise than you. Of course, you can play. I can plunk off 5 rounds, and that's like my limit.
Yep.
And I've got a revolver, so I'm still not gonna be that quick. But damn, am I gonna be accurate? So I'm dusting off cans.
Yep.
That's the best thing. I'll show you how you dust a can. I've gotten a can to come down in shards of aluminum. And you hit it just right. You hit it where it meets the ground and the bottom of the can. There's enough power hitting it that it'll launch it either 50 feet in the air or it'll atomize it. Like, woohoo! You saw the can that, like that Five Alive can that Sean has, right? Yeah, that's nothing. Like, I've taken cans, filled them full of water, put it on a 6-foot 2x4, stuck it up in the end of a 100-foot, it's 100 foot, eh? It's 100 foot, 75 meters or whatever, range, and took my dad's blackened 41, 8 3/8-inch barrel, and shot at this thing. First shot, and I came like about, it's got to be half a centimeter below the can, and I still dented the bottom of the can and knocked the board over, and the can fell over. It was full of water. And I've hit cans at like 50 feet full of water. The bullet goes in, turns all the water to steam, and bananas the can. It's awesome. It kicks so much ass. I can only imagine what that would do to a person.
Only imagine. Only imagine.
I would only imagine.
What temperature does blood boil at?
Same as water.
Yep, we are water after all.
Yeah. Actually, it boils a little bit below water because there's more impurities in blood than water, and that's what makes water bubble is the impurities in the water or impurities or imperfections in the pot.
Well, you wouldn't have to worry about it happening because you died way before that.
Yes, we understand what we're talking about.
It is what it is.
Our listeners' abilities. Spectres is the ability to fuck all night.
That's okay, I got that already. I just have to say, if you don't have that one already, that's unfortunate.
And Sean 3 says, be irresistible to all girls would be interesting.
No.
No. She'll like you. Yeah. All the nasty girls.
You're so cute. Are you dating anyone?
Oh. Are you sure you're a girl?
All I say is see orgasmo.
Think of the like the shy one just said. Think of the chick in Kingpin.
Chick in Kingpin. Yep. Yeah.
What? What? What is that?
Yeah.
Oh,
Sean 3 has a story just before we go. Hey, Sam, here's something funny to tell me what happened to me yesterday. I was with two friends yesterday, this guy and his hot girl, who, incidentally, I wouldn't mind. Well, never mind. Just in case he's listening. Anyway, we pull up right next to this old car with the window down, and he looks at the driver, some old dude, right in the eye, and with a British accent, he says, "Excuse me, sir, got any grey poop on?" And I was laughing so hard.
Is that your story?
That's his story.
I thought it was...
You are so, so lame.
If that's your story, really? Don't tell us any more stories. Really.
Stop watching Wayne's World.
Yeah, I feel my IQ has already dropped because of hearing this.
Spectre, you did wonderful work.
No, Sean 3.
Oh, that was Sean 3?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, listen, you got to go easier on our listeners than that. That was totally uncalled for. I mean, think, if somebody's exciting tidbit for the day is the fact that they pulled up beside another car and said, "Got any grape upon?" Do you really think they need any more abuse from us?
He's got,
come
a point.
On.
He's got a point. He's got his.
Nature's been far crueler. Well, it's that time.
That bastard fell out of the MP3.
Every branch on the.
I'm what? What did that say?
Spectre says I'm losing knowledge. I can't take the story. It's eating my brain. Well, it's that time again where we all sign off. We have to go around the room with the camera again because...
Okay,
is it still taping? It's like still flashing.
It's
so
flashing.
Okay, so do it relatively quick.
Here we go.
Don't have to get names, just Bob.
Bob from Peru.
Bob from Peru.
There's Bob Daddy.
Bob Daddy.
Yeah.
Shy One.
Nope.
No. Enki. And a strange shot of Black Wolf upside down on the floor, which I'll turn right side up, maybe.
Bye!
No way, upside down. Bye-bye from Sumerian! And then there's Projecto Vomit Man. Really?
Not to laugh.
And then everyone laugh at the guys going dead, or Keller, Albert.
Somewhere.
Ah!
DJ Vortex. And DJ Psycho.
DJ Psycho.
Who fills in a lot, and sometimes on Saturday. He was on
Bye.
Saturday today, this week, so. And that is us, and we are out of here. And listen next week, and we'll say bye to all the people in the IRC, Sean 3 and Spectre and Zombie 69. Tune in next week for more of my stories. Yay, says Sean 3.
Ooh. Get out more, please.
Oh, wait, look, you've just been banned. Oh, no.
Just got kicked if we had op status, which we don't. Because it's all fucked up. And we'll play some more Jar, because somebody really liked it, and they rock, so I will play them. Jar is awesome. They're local. Here they are, and that's it for till next week. Song 8. Okay, we'll play 8. They're not labeled. Who did this?